I'm One Deck Pete, and you're listening to the Shortwave Music Library.
Happy good morning, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Shortwave Music Library on WMNB LP 107.1 in North Adams.
Thank you.
Gorgeous sounds of Saivuka. And before that, we heard Johnny Pearson with Head in the Clouds. Before that, if you're keeping score, we started the program off with the Ball Bearing Group and Subtlety, and then Peter Appleyard from Canada with Wichita Lineman. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. It's Music for Awakenings and early morning listening here at the Shortwave Music Library.
Exploring Science in the Sea. When researchers at Oregon State University were studying the rumbling of Earth's crust about 100 miles offshore, they noticed something interesting. Whenever fin whales were around, they got some especially strong signals. So they've suggested that the whales might make good research assistants. They could help probe the ocean floor and below. That's not the only way in which marine creatures could help us learn about the bottom of the sea. Scientists in Japan reported that stingrays and electric rays might help map the ocean floor. The scientists tested how it might work, first in the lab, then off the coast of Okinawa. They stuck tiny instruments to the skin of the rays. The instruments included video cameras and pingers, devices that sent out pulses of sound. Instruments on the surface used the sound waves to track the position of the rays. Video from the cameras was then synced with those readings to make 3D images of the ocean floor. The whale experiments used only the natural calls emitted by fin whales, the second biggest whales on the planet. Their songs are loud and deep. The sound waves travel through the sediments and rocks on the bottom. Instruments recorded the sound waves and converted them to images of the crust. The view wouldn't be as sharp as those made with other techniques, but the whales range all across the world, making them good assistants for studying the crust at the bottom of the sea. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Thank you.
Album Solar Flares, that's Sven Liebeck with No Flowers on Venus. Before that, Giampiero Beneschi with The Electric People. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, you're listening to the Shortwave Music Library on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams, Mass. Great non-commercial radio, and I'm very grateful that we get to do what we do here on the airwaves at WMNB. If you have any questions or you're curious about the show or any of these broadcasts, you could email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Thank you. Thank you.